The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Ah, boy, I could breathe for a second there. Welcome to Hour 2, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. At any time you'd like to call in, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we're turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing you our faith by our works, deeds, not words, George Washington said. And, of course, he extracted that from none other than Jesus Christ, the captain of our salvation, 1 John 3:18. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And, Steph, can you share with us as to why that is? Before that, I'm going to come right back because I want to show people what happens when good representation stands up. Now, I'm sorry I have to go to Australia to do this, but I do want to show you, put a little salt on your tongue and say, this is what real men are made out of. I'm going to play some audio in just a couple of minutes, but go for it, Steph.
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. We always want the mind of Christ. We always want the heart of God. Now, I'm going to have a little fun with you here, but before I do, I want to just give a little serious note here. We were talking a little bit about pastors and about them preaching the word of God as they should and about how the professed pastors and leaders, as you mentioned, apostles, prophets, evangelists, for the most part are not doing their job.
Teachers.
That's right. And a man once said, if you alter or obscure the biblical portrait of God in order to attract converts, you don't get converts to God. You get converts to an illusion. This is not evangelism, but deception. So many times people say, well, if you're lost and hurting, it's not about you being jilted by a boyfriend or girlfriend. It's not about your emotions.
Amen.
It's about a broken and a contrite heart before God in true repentance because you see your sin before God and coming to Christ for the right reasons.
Godly
not the wrong
repentance,
reasons.
Not worldly repentance.
That's right. Oh, I just feel really bad right now because my boyfriend broke up with me. And then I had like one of my coworkers at work and she invited me to go to church with her and I went to this like love dinner. And after the love dinner, I was so really upset about my boyfriend. But then I feel like if I come to Jesus, then like my heart wouldn't be broken. Like he was supposed to be my best friend.
Blessed be
and
the
so
name.
Now I'm going to try this whole church thing, you know, going to church and like, I don't know, I sit
God
in the bars and stuff.
Did the Lord not bless you? Did he not give you what you asked him for? Is that why you're walking away now?
Yeah, exactly. And then when you come to trials and tribulations, as you're promised, those who even desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Then these people walk away like, this is not what I bargained for. I thought I was going to get love and joy and peace.
Take that to the natural, because even the way that they're alluring young men and young women to serve in the military, they're talking about giving them benefits until they end up in Iraq or Afghanistan being shot at, and then they don't realize what it was all about. Well, wait a second. You signed up for the military. No, I didn't. The government told me I was signing up for benefits. They didn't tell me I was going to get shot at. Hello.
Yeah, let's take
That's
a look
what
at
we're
the,
telling you.
Let's take a look at the heart of America back in World War II compared to the heart of America today. If you look at the Band of Brothers in HBO, and the series that they did on the Band of Brothers, the true life series of those men who fought in World War II, when they were doing the interview and the documentary for these men, one of them said, you know, there were two boys, basically, in my hometown who committed suicide. They were 4F because they couldn't go. Yep. They weren't promised luxurious world travel. They weren't promised all the benefits of paying for your college. They just knew they had a sense of duty to their country to go. So their heart was, listen, you know, we feel like there's an injustice being done. We have to protect and fight for our great nation. And they went over there and did their job. Now we have people, you know, you see Army recruiters. I remember when I was in high school, you had the recruiters come in, right? What do they say? Oh, well, you know, it can pay for your college and you can travel and see the world. Well, what happens at the first sign of war? They're going to say, this isn't what I bargained for. You told me I was going to be able to
see
the world.
That's why there's such a high suicide rate amongst those that are actually signing up for the military. They didn't actually want to serve. They wanted the government to serve prevent.
Which goes to show you the point of what we're talking about in the spiritual
yes,
here,
it
is when you come to Christ, you come to Christ prepared for the cross because you see what Christ did for you. Not that everyone asked for it, but you know what? You have to die to yourself daily. Take up your cross and follow
thing,
me, Christ
first
said.
First prerequisite. That's the first thing Christ says to those that want to follow him. And yeah. those do-gooders, what did he do? He pretty much backhanded them.
That's
what
right.
he did.
And life in Christ starts with a death to yourself because it's no longer you that lives. It's Christ that lives in you. And the life that I now have in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
Yeah.
So when you look at the reasons and the motives back in the World War II era for men to join the army is because they saw the need and they see the injustice and they saw the injustice that was being done. They want to fight for their country. Now the motive is, well, I want to go to college and I want to see the world. Now how can this benefit me?
Yeah.
So same way when you come to Christ, it should be like, no, I see my sin. I see what Christ did for me on that cross. I love him because of his sacrifice and I want to serve him, even if that means a crucifixion to myself so I can live unto Christ.
And it's not a fun process.
That's right. Not that I feel so bad and I just want some peace and love and I'm just sick of all this bad things.
Or they'll take the fruit of the Spirit completely out of context and what they'll do is equate it to their fallen nature rather than Christ's risen nature.
That's exactly
so
right.
So joy to them is not bearing the cross, Hebrews 12.
Yeah.
Joy to them is, oh, just I'm in a good mood right now. Nobody's bothering me.
That's right.
And I'm living in the world that I have created and the God that I've created to suit my sin.
Yeah, what does the scripture say? For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame. That's the life of a Christian. Yeah. But the Lord promised us, on the positive note again, that he would never leave us nor forsake us. With God, all things are possible. And with God, we shall have the victory in all things through his Son, Jesus Christ.
Do I have time to play this, Chris? I want to say this, though, because, Steph, you were talking about foundational stuff, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just keep in mind that even James Madison himself said this. Speaking of the foundations of our country, he was talking about a bastardized version of the Constitution if it's perverted in any sense of the word. And just a couple minutes ago, I actually, believe this or not, I had it right in front of my face.
And now you don't?
And now I'm looking, and Chase is giving me the two fingers up, right? Like you got
peace to the world.
Yeah. You know what? I'll pull it up right after the break here. And what we'll do is, actually, I'm looking for it right now. Oh, here it is. Okay. James Madison, the father of our Constitution, talking about foundational issues again.
Yeah.
He said, and you're talking about spiritual matters and how those that pervert Scripture. You know, wasn't it Mark Twain that said, I don't have a problem with the Scriptures that I don't know. It's the problem that I have is the ones that I do know.
That's right.
And it's interesting that going to the natural, James Madison, again, the father of our Constitution, he said, do not separate text from historical background. If you do, you will have perverted and subverted the Constitution the same way the professed church does, because 11 of the 12 apostles were what?
Martyred.
Okay? Which only can end in a distorted, bastardized form of illegitimate government, which, if it's distorted in any sense of the word, is bastardized from its illegitimate version of God's government when you watch. You pervert historical background. Isn't it interesting? Now we have preachers from the pulpit saying, gimme, 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 my name is Jimmy, rather than preaching the cross of Christ and calling out man's sin and calling men and women across the globe to repent. Now are the preachers that are being ostracized and removed from the church, John 16, because it doesn't fit their biblical criteria. And they pick and choose like a bunch of stinking pigeons, picking peas to that's what will fit their doctrine, not God's or the Bible's.
And how many people, speaking of motives for coming to Christ, say, oh, God will bless you, he'll have prosperity.
Oh,
I want this, and your car is paid for.
Oh,
and
your
house
God
is paid for.
Jehovah
what
Jireh.
Is it? So you're coming to Lord for covetous means what you can get.
Interestingly enough, Jehovah Jireh was right after Abraham actually delivered up his son Isaac, and God began to tell him, I will bless you because you are willing to sacrifice your son, the blessing, on the behalf of my kingdom. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to go over to Australia. Politician Mail Brough, he said that we must let Islamists know we are here to eliminate the threat that they pose. I want you to listen carefully, friends, because this is how it should be. Namely, in this country, we have foreign countries seeing what this is all about. By the way, you can quote me on this. You can take it to the folks, whatever the case is, I'm right. I know I'm right. ISIS is created to create a global, chaos across the globe. They're being used as a political battering ram because they're being financed, friends, to do what? Create chaos. And we know that George Bush Sr. said that out of chaos, we can create a new world order. Okay? Now, again, I want you to understand, friends, that when I'm talking to these issues, we're not talking about a third world country because we are dealing with he who is advocating this more than anything across the land. And I'm talking about globalism. And keep in mind also, friends, that it was Barack Hussein Obama that was over in Europe before he became illegally the president of the United States, that he was actually calling for a new world order. So it's the same people, different face. That's all, friends, okay? But look at those representatives in other countries that are standing up and saying, listen, we're going to take it to you, ISIS. How come the president of the United States doesn't have a strategy, friends? Isn't that interesting? He's just standing there and acting like he doesn't know what he's doing, when in fact he knows exactly what he's doing. This is all being created, friends, through lawless individuals. And by the way, friends, this is why Thomas Jefferson said, listen, when they forget to be the law, you need to remember that you are the law, America. Here's Mal Brough. Listen to what he said again carefully. Go ahead, Chase.
I call the member for Fisher.
Thanks, thanks, Madam Deputy Speaker. Madam Deputy Speaker, I applaud the Prime Minister for his statement to the House today on the developments in Iraq. And in doing so, I put on the public record my full support for us to do whatever is required to assist the humanitarian needs. But, Madam Deputy Speaker, I wish to go a lot further. I think that appeasement, containment, is never going to be enough for people who have extremist views, who wish to dominate the world and to dominate what our Western values are. If we wish to protect Western values, I would ask the Australian government that I'm part of to use our position on the the Security Council to advocate to the Western world to say once and for all that we will stay the course as long as these extremists do. They have no intention to have a holding pattern, to put people back into a box. Their aim is to destroy everything that we stand for. And unless we give an unequivocal demonstration that not that we're about not just humanitarian relief, not that we're just about containment, but we are here to eliminate this threat, then we will continue to have Australians move to these places to be radicalised, and in doing so, they can and will disrupt our life. The Western world stands at a crossroad. Now is the time for us to act decisively, to act with strength, to act with commitment, and to act together. That is the way we'll protect our values. That is the way we'll protect Australia, and nothing less will do.
Okay. Now, is that
Amen.
Is that beautiful?
That's wonderful.
I'm not kidding. That's
I know.
Real
Wouldn't
leadership.
That be nice
hey,
to have some of that in America?
Let the Islamist jihadist and those that are behind it, again, we already know who they are, friends, know that we're going to deal with measures to deal with you. We're not going to stand down. We're not going to be appeased. We're not going to be diplomatic. We already understand what you're about. We already understand who's behind you. We already understand that you're trying to create chaos, and these dummies don't know that they themselves are being used as a political battering ram. Again, friends, nothing new under the sun. The bankers are behind all of this, friends.
Yeah. And
let me just finish here. I want to go to another world leader. He's a Dutch lawmaker, Geert Wilders. He said, if you're waving an ISIS flag, he said, you're waving an exit ticket, leave.
Amen.
Do you see that coming from the President of the United States of America?
No.
No, the Fox contributors, America, the Fox contributors, again, the best that you have, they're trying to figure out, like the Bill O'Reillys of the world, they're trying to figure out, why doesn't he just call it for what it is? Why doesn't the president just call it for what it is? Are you kidding me? Krauthammer added, he cannot bring himself to say Islamic. For God's sake, ISIS calls itself the Islamic State. And yet we are so politically correct, we don't want to use the term Islamic, lest it be a slur on a great religion. Friends, the enemy is within, not without. I bet you didn't hear that on Rush last week, did you? Or, well, you may have. I think Hannity's actually getting to the point now where he'll begin to call things for what they're called for. But you also have to understand, friends, they have a evolutionary view of government. That's why they never make reference to the law of God or to the Constitutional Republic. And every once in a while you'll hear that, you know, intertwined or dropped in the conversation, but they'll never actually be ruled by law. And I'll tell you why they won't be ruled by law, because they wouldn't have a job tomorrow.
Yeah, and if you look at these guys, you know, ISIS, who is viciously, barbarically, point blank, I mean, murdering people. We've seen them literally on highways. They take their machine guns. They will oust an entire group of people in a car to death. I mean, they'll literally bombard them with a barrage of just bullets, bullets, bullets. When you're looking at that kind of resolve from a people, from a group of people, namely these radicals, when you say, listen, well, we're going to send some, you know, humanitarian effort to help out there in the country, what does that say to them? That says, I can go ahead and continue my lawlessness because you are not. You've got to get in the face of someone who's in your face.
We already know it's the American government that is funding these Islamist friends. We also understand that they are warring against America's allies, and this is all coming from the man that has his pen and he doesn't need Congress's approval, remember?
Yeah.
Again, friends, you're either going to throw it off or you're going to throw off the Constitution. Which one's it going to be? And I'll tell you, the minute you throw off the Constitution, you're forfeiting your rights, and that's exactly what America is doing today, because they're allowing the administration to subject another, well, threat or whatever the case might be. Now you're under an ISIS threat in America, friends, and we're hearing now they're already here. Well, who opened the borders for them, friends?
Right.
You know, I mean, the door is wide open at the White House. Come on in. We'll entertain you, as a matter of fact. Folks, again, when the folks, let me say this. If it was all over, then why do you still have the freedom to do the right thing? If it was all over, why are you still armed? If it was all over, folks, why are you still here? You gotta think. If it was all over, do you think we would still be here right now? It ain't all over. It ain't over until the fat lady sings, and I haven't heard her sing.
Yeah, and if you look at our founding forefathers, quite frankly, I think if they looked at Americans today and their apathy and their unwillingness to do anything because it might ruffle someone's feathers or offend someone, or they might have to stand up a little too strong or might cause them something. They would be ashamed.
Who's it offending?
Yeah.
Who's it offending?
Lawless people? Bad people?
And if it does offend, who cares? Offend means anything contrary to God's moral law. Again, friends, like it or not, that's what it defines out to be. Webster's 1828, read it for yourself. So when some immoralist or jihadist said they're offended, I'm not asking for permission to obey God. And if it offends you, then maybe you need to repent. And I need to remind you that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Think. My gosh, friends, in this politically correct baloney, who's leading the way with that?
Yeah.
Congress, Senate, the House, this administration. Who's doing the attacking? Who's doing the assailing? Who's doing the perpetuating against the American people concerning the crimes? It's this administration, friends. Who's attacking you? Who's sticking the dogs out to you to oppress you, friends? It isn't a foreign land. Who's asking you to give up your rights? It's not a foreign land. Who's asking you to give up your guns? It's not a foreign government. Who's attacking your kids? It's not a foreign government, though it is foreign to the American Constitution. But it's the government that the American people that have tolerated over the last 6 years. You haven't lost anything, friends. You've given it up. Let's call it for what it is. You haven't lost any rights. You forfeited your rights. And that's the great shame that's upon the American people today, to those that tolerate it. Matter of fact, case in point, I had a guy on Facebook today. It's getting to the point where I can't even respond, literally. And he said to me, he goes, Bradley, you know, because we pointed out how the on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com how there's a homosexual NFL football player that basically was being shunned by the NFL because he wasn't good enough. It had nothing to do with his gender. But the state-run media gets involved. Look, they're discriminating. They're discriminating. They're discriminating.
Yeah.
So he Facebooks me, and he said, you know, Bradley, why don't you just stick to what you do best because football's not yours? And I replied to him, and because of the insincerity, I said to him, yeah, you're right. Thank you for the reminder that there are still those that are willing to stand up and fight for their country because they love it enough, while others are sitting on the couch watching men with tights on fight over a pig ball. Yeah, I said, thank you for the reminder. He actually he Facebooked me back, and he gave me a thumbs up.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's good.
Duly rebuked.
That was good that his heart was won over. And I want to keep in mind this quote, too, as well, by Aristotle, who said, tolerance and apathy are the last virtues of a dying society. So we hear all about tolerance nowadays. Listen, they're not the virtues of our Constitution, of the Judeo-Christian heritage that we have. We need to fight against.
Hey, man, we're giving you CPR, America.
That's right.
We're giving you CPR, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, if you'd like to jump in. Now is the time, 1-866-233-0747.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me. I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Wow, friends, this is Radical Hour. I mean, I'm just pulling up this news with sheriffs across the country and representation and representatives across the world standing up to what's going on globally, friends, and saying enough is enough. I'll tell you what, friends, when you mean what you say, it's interesting how your enemy turns the other way. I like that. When you mean what you say, the enemy turns the other way.
You are like a rapper.
I am.
I mean, this is like hidden talent.
These are some of the things that I have on my utility belt.
Wow, it's like a breath of fresh air to hear you rap now. That was just amazing.
I love good government. I love good government. I love good.
Come on.
I do. I love good government.
Oh, boy, this is
the Obama
crazy.
Administration has been after Americans' guns. Listen, why would he try to disarm you? Duh. Huh? He's been trying to disarm you since he's been in office. He's been attacking your constitutional and your Christian heritage and your foundations since day one.
Why would a good leader who loves his people want his people to be
unarmed? I'm putting
an
exclamation, because he's a tyrant.
Thank you.
He's used his executive orders and attempted, executive unlawful orders, by the way, and attempted to conspire with Congress against the Constitution, only to be roadblocked by the American people. Now County Sheriff Mike Lewis of Maryland has a message for Obama that if he attempts to disarm the citizens of Maryland, guess what? He'll get an all-out civil war. Front page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm going to go ahead and let Mikey, with all due respect, Mr. Lewis, I'm going to let him tell you what he has to say. Chase, go ahead and play that. Maryland Sheriff speaks out about protecting the Second Amendment.
On the Eastern Shore, our culture, our lifestyle is to hunt and fish. We have the best waterfowl hunting of anywhere around. Ducks, geese, I love hunting ducks and geese. I've been a rabbit hunter, a squirrel hunter, dove hunter, quail hunter. I've hunted with dogs my whole life, and I certainly have done my share of deer hunting. I've been holding a gun in my hand since I was probably old enough to walk. I really have. It's part of my everyday life to be armed. I don't go anywhere without my gun. We love our way of life down here, and it's a simplistic way of life that we live, and our guns hurt no one, literally no one, if they're left alone. You put a gun in the hands of any bad person, sure, it can be used as a weapon, absolutely. We need to get the guns out of the hands of convicted felons. We need the guns out of the hands of bad people. But we do not need to strip law-abiding citizens of their Second Amendment right to bear arms.
Amen.
That I get upset over.
Woo!
I really do. As the sheriff of Wicomico County, I made a vow and a commitment that as long as I'm the sheriff in this county, I will not allow the federal government to come in here and strip my citizens of their right to bear arms.
Amen.
I can tell you this. If they attempt to do that, it would be an all-out civil war.
Amen.
No question about it.
Amen.
Amen.
Can I piggyback that? Because I've talked to the local sheriff here in the state of Minnesota who said that if they were under any sort of threat whatsoever, he would call up all of the gun owners in the county to defend his county.
Amen.
Okay. Now, how many sheriffs across the land need to hear that from their citizenry friends? How many sheriffs across the land? And by the way, what he said, he has absolute authority over federal government, friends. Don't fall under the delusion that the federal government has a jurisdiction over a sheriff because they do not, friends. Nor do they have it over you, we the people. We know what Article 2 says. We know what Article 2 is all about. The whole purpose is to defend ourselves from a government turned tyrannical. And what are we seeing? And who's trying to disarm you? Who's trying to disarm you? But here again, we have good government standing up and saying, oh, no, you don't. We know what you're up to. We know what you're doing. We know that you're trying to create domestic insurrection. You're trying to disarm. You're capitalizing on the crimes of criminals, not law abiders. And what's happening? It's completely backfiring.
And if you'd like to watch that video, it's on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
sonsoflibertymedia.com.
That's right.
Try and take our guns and you'll get an all-out civil war, said Sheriff Mike Lewis. By the way, he's in O'Malley country. Governor O'Malley out there, he is a total communist in Maryland. For all those out in Maryland right now, I did how many tea parties in your state during his incumbency, and he's still there. But I asked the people in Maryland, why are you allowing this tyrant, this communist, the known communist, to sit in office, incumbency, remove him, kick him out? And friends, that's what the American people need to do. Once that takes place, you're going to set up a message just like you did in 2010. We're not going to put up with it anymore. But America, there needs to be more muscle. There needs to be more lawful muscle to actually deal with the crimes as to what that you're being subjected to today by this administration. And again, friends, you look no further than this administration to know who's committing the crimes because that's where it's coming from.
And I think, too, the muscle needs to be put up in consistency. You're mentioning 2010 where the Tea Party really got involved.
Vigilance.
Yeah, exactly. And you saw where things changed, where they elected some good people in office. But then you can't just, I'm reminded, in the state of Minnesota here, they have a tax rally protest. They do it once a year, and that's what they do. So if I was a corrupt politician, I'd be like, you know, listen, let them have their day. They just show up at the Capitol. They complain, blah, blah, blah. And then they go away until the next year.
Sure.
But, you know, if they kept up their protest 365 days out of the year and they were relentless.
They would fall in line.
And they're barraging their elected officials with phone calls and letters and making sure.
We're not going to put up with it.
Yeah. What would happen? We have to be as resolved and relentless in our resolve as the criminals are about what they do.
Well, let me tell you, your forefathers said resistance towards tyrants is obedience to God.
That's right. And,
amen.
And we
let's
even
draw the line in the sand here, huh?
Yeah, right. And even too, on our direct mail that we recently did here, it's like evil doesn't take a day off, neither should we. And in fact, a lot of times when unlawful laws are passed is during holiday times in America, during Christmas or right before this holiday or that holiday, because they know people are taking their eye off the ball. They start going back to their entertainment and what they're going to do, and they don't stay vigilant about the things going on. We have to keep our eyes, you know, just like the don't tread on me with the snake. His eyes were always open, and that's why they chose the snake as their symbol, because he was always ready to attack. He was always, you know, guarded.
But
his eyes were always open.
Yeah. Know what you're talking about. Obama's allies are America's enemies. Folks, listen to Marcus Tullius Cicero.
Marcus Tullius Cicero. Oh,
Cicero.
There you go.
Cicero. 106-43 before Christ, Roman statesman. That means he worked for the people. Philosopher and orator who said treason against Oh, my goodness. A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. When you go to the Constitution of the United States of America, Article 3, Section 3, again, the United States Constitution, treason against the United States shall consist in levying war against them or adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort.
And, you know, this is a great this is a great time to say, too, you know, when you always say, even we're talking on the radio show, even during the breaks, you said, let's leave it on a positive. Let's leave it on a positive. We're always
this
driving.
This is positive to me,
That is. Yeah. And we're driving, like when you brought up that sheriff who said, listen, there'll be an all-out civil war. We're bringing up the positive. That's what the media website is all about is, listen, yes, there's problems, but here's the resolve. Here's what we need to do. Here are people who are standing up. Now take courage and do the same thing.
Yes, we can.
That's right. In the right sense and not in the wrong sense. And one of the ways that you can do that, and I wanted to just bring this up now because it's a perfect opportunity to do
that. Here, Stephen, let me give you, I'll set this up and then you can take it over.
Okay.
How did Herb Brooks, during the 1980 Olympics, how did he actually lay out the blueprint, the plans, for his young hockey team to actually take on the enemy, namely the Russians, in the day? This is just sports.
Right.
But what was his plan of action?
He said, we don't need to basically defend ourselves. We need to take their game and shove it right back in their face.
And the way that you do that is simply make reference to what? The law.
That's right. And
that's it.
And even too, mentioning...
Well, that law's been changed. Yeah, who changed the law?
Well, you know,
God didn't change the law.
People have neglected the law.
That's exactly correct.
And they have let it fall. But even too, going back to your analogy with Herb Brooks and what I was talking about before, Herb Brooks, when training his young players for the 1980 Olympics, he was relentless. Every day they were working. Every day they were fighting. Every day they did not take it slack. They did not take it easy. They did not have a day off. They were so sore and so tired, but they kept going. And look at how it paid off in the end.
Oh, blessed be. Blessed be. It's exactly right. And even the coaches that were around Herb Brooks said, I know what I'm doing, but he kept pushing them and pushing them and pushing them.
He was making them a team.
He was bringing forth the gold is what he was doing.
That's right.
And he was unifying them with the truth, not with the lie. We're not going to sit around, have a bunch of Snickers and Twinkies and drink Pepsi and watch a bunch of hockey games. No, we're going to get you out there. We're going to discipline you. We're going to get you on the right diet. And we are going to drive you on the ice until you understand that you are the ones that are going to be the best in the world. But the way to do that is actually get out there and practice what you preach and take it to them. And just like you said, Steph, jam it down their throat.
That's right. And Amen. You know, he made them a Amen. Team. When he would originally ask them, you know, what's your name? Who do you play for? They'd say, well, I play for UMD, or I play the University of Minnesota, or I play for Boston, Massachusetts.
Well, I'm a Democrat. I'm a Republican.
Right.
I'm independent. No, we are not.
That's right. They were Team USA, Team America.
Christ still crap.
That's right. So what he would do is he drove it to him and drove it to him and drove it to him until finally one player realized. He said, my name is Mike Ruzioni, is what his name was. He said, He goes, who do you play for? He goes, I play for the United States of America. And
Amen.
That's when they got it. And you know how they became
and
unified?
One nation under
that's
God.
That's right. They became Amen. Unified in a family because of the things they suffered together and because of the hard times that they went through together. They all had one focus in mind. That was on beating the Russians. Our focus should be on preserving our country and making sure that
Well, first we are Christians. And then everything spawns from there. The fruit bears out from there, John 15. But it's also interesting. Scripture comes to my aid right now. The bond of peace is found in what the spirit works through, not what the arm of the flesh works through.
That's
so,
exactly
Amen.
Right. And they were spiritually woven together by Amen. The things that they had suffered together and the trials and tribulations they went through.
We're family.
But that's right. But their relentless resolve paid off in the end. And they literally, as the announcer said, do you believe in miracles?
I do.
Yes.
Amen. And I believe we can do this, friends. Yeah, Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-866-233-0747, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sons.
This is embarrassing. He better just be quiet.
There's nothing stable but heaven in the Constitution. President James Buchanan. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Jackson Lent at RestoringOurPromise.com. Bradley was a speaker at our Restoring Our Promise event, and we were so glad he was. Bradley demonstrates a deep knowledge of what made our country great, who our founders were, and what they believed. Without this information, we're easily misled by those who desire to harm us. His knowledge of our history and God's influence in our country shows why we have risen to the place we have. Our country needs to remember this, and Bradley says it in plain English so that anyone who wants to know can understand.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, proflowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Okay, we're coming up to our final segment on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com here. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Folks, do check out that website again. Thank you for the response. Thank you for making this the number one show on Saturdays. And the number two and three, we keep bobbing like a bunch of bobbleheads up and down during the weekdays. You know, we're up against a guy that's been there for 13 years. I think we're going on year three here. We appreciate it. And I think people just listen to us, not because of my eloquence. You're not going to add to that. That's a door wide open. I'd have went right in for the kill on that one. But the fact of the matter is people want the truth. People want to know where to put their feet. Folks, for those that are working your hind ends off and you're raising your family and you're doing all that you can do, I want you to know that you're the reason we do what we do. Not just to the veterans, not just to the police force, not to the military, not just to the military, and those that are out there doing it. Yes, we say thank you to all of you. But even to the family, I want you to understand that we're here to preserve your way of life. We're here to do what we're called to do, to please our Heavenly Father. By this, we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. And we know that we love Him because He first loved us. And let me say this. If I don't have the love of God that's been shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto me, which is found in Romans 5:5, how am I to love my brother the way that I'm supposed to? I can't. But the love that flows from a heart that is born of the Spirit, John 3:3, loves his brother. And it's interesting, even some people will say to me, man, Bradley, you're so black and white, you're so harsh. But you know, I just told my friend the other day on the phone, I said, but I love people. I really love people. And you know, I really love people, friends, and I really love our country, and I really love our posterity. And I really believe that we can do this because we serve a God of love. We really can do this. And when I read scripture, I see through and through that we can do this. And some people might say, well, Bradley, why are you so harsh? Because I love. Remember Jesus said, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. Revelation 3. Remember Jesus spoke as one having authority and not as the scribes, not the religious hypocrites. He walked in spiritual authority, which is the power of the resurrection, the resurrected Christ, the one that conquers the enemy at every step. We need to make distinction. We need to decipher the difference between the sheep and the goats. Yes, indeed, from the pulpit. And that's where I'm going. And I believe that the Lord is putting me in the center of this because nobody is willing to speak out concerning what's going on in the pulpit because they've got too much to lose. Well, let me tell you this. They've got too much to lose. Good for them. But you know, the fact of the matter is what matters to me more than anything is my brothers and my sisters and the preservation of their way of life. Not a sinful lifestyle, but a heavenly lifestyle. And the way that we do that is we preach the gospel the way that the gospel is written. We are empowered by the Holy Ghost to change culture, not to be changed by culture. And again, I believe that the Lord has put me in the center of this as a stumbling block. And I also believe that the Lord has put me in the center to call out both government corruption and not only government corruption, the leaven of the Herodians, but also the Pharisaical, the religious hypocrites. Because, friends, I'm telling you what, on both sides, there's plenty to deal with. But I believe that that is exactly why I'm here, is calling these people out for what they're leaving undone. And it's not because I hate them. I can't stand their compromise, but because I was a part of what they left on the wayside. They could have cared less about me. I'm doing everything that I'm complaining about, friends, and I'm doing my best by the power of the Holy Ghost to right the wrongs because I know within myself I cannot do that. And I also cannot bring forth the power of the Holy Ghost because the Bible tells me that the Spirit will not bear witness to the lie, but rather the truth. That's why I'm staying in the center of what He said, not what I think, not my opinion, but what He said. And that's what's so awesome about being on the radio here, friends. I'm never giving you my opinion. I'm just giving you the Word of God, and I'm giving you the written Word found in the Constitution of the United States. In context, not out of context. Okay? And by the way, this message is the worst enemy to our enemy because light exposes their darkness. And I'm telling you what, these little satanic minions, they hate people that actually walk the walk and talk the talk. And I'm not saying that I'm perfect, no way, but I am being perfected on a daily basis. A part of my prayer life, friends, perfect that which concerneth me because I care more about the presence of God than I do the opinion of man. And I know when that power, the power of the Holy Ghost and the anointing comes forth, it doesn't come around to play and to appease men. We're not here to please men. We're here to please God. And if we do it the way that He's laid it out for us to do it, by us emulating Christ to the jot into the tittle, He promises He's going to show up. And I just pray that I'm not in the way when He does that. And so hopefully what you're getting out of this show is the Word of God. I hope what you're getting out of this show and the listening of this Word is the witness of the Holy Ghost, because again, the Bible says that He'll bear witness to the truth. And I want to stick online with the truth because I cannot stand compromisers. I just told my wife this just yesterday. I cannot stand being around people that have dirty outfits on. I just not. And I'm talking about their robes.
Right, exactly. And I want to say, too, for those of you that for those of you that are listening and say, listen, I really appreciate what you do. You know, I was just taking some time to just think about here today, earlier this today, about the people who support our ministry and who help us do what we do and how grateful and thankful that we are for that support, because without people giving, we could not do what we do. And for those of you who maybe have listened to this radio show for many, many months now or even for years now and have always been blessed by it, I would say, can you consider, and would you consider supporting what you've been blessed by? You know, if you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, you're going to find a donate button on the top right corner in the stars and stripes. And as I mentioned before, without the support of the people, we cannot be out in the highways and byways and traveling, doing 17 state tours and out in Arizona and out in California and doing interviews for documentaries and being out at the state fair with the people.
The kids did like the horses in Arizona, though.
That's right. The kids did like the horses on our one day off. But the point is we have to go out and seek and save that which is lost because we love the Lord sincerely, because we see what He did for each and every one of us, that sacrifice, and bring the hope to other people. It was Spurgeon who said, if you have no wish for others to be saved, then you're not saved yourself. Be sure of that. Hey, our heart is to seek and save that which is lost.
Tell them the story yesterday when we got stopped by the train in the back roads.
What's the story about we got stopped by the train?
We got stuck on the back. Go ahead, Sam.
I don't remember the story.
Anyway, we're going to go somewhere, and we got stuck by this long train that a guy said that would take 15 to 20 minutes to sit there.
Yes.
So my dad went out there, and he's like, how long does this train stay here? It's like 20 minutes. So he came back in the car.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And the train was just sitting there. So dad said, you know what? I'm going to go track this guy. So he went out to go track him. Right when he sat down in the car, I guess it started moving. The train started moving, and what did I say? The Lord might have just set that up.
Yeah, well, I believe the Lord set that up. Folks, we were stopped at a train, and I went up to this older man, and we were out in the middle, kind of the backside of the country a little bit, and just out of nowhere, we get stopped by a train, just in the weirdest place.
And we don't normally take that road either.
Never. Yeah. No, and that's what was weird about it. And I just thought, you know what? This is for that man.
Yep.
And I got out and I tracked him, friends. And this is constant. And again, I'm not high-fiving my efforts. No, it's what I want to do. I want to fish with my Father. And we're called to emulate the Christ. And Jesus said, follow me and I'll make you what?
Yep.
Fishers of men.
Yep.
And that's exactly what we did. And I was so happy we got stopped by that train.
And I was so hungry too. And we have a good stop by this train that's supposed to stop for like
15
minutes.
And that's quite an intersection for me to be caught up in.
That's right. But the point is, that's a great point. We're not just doing this on the radio. Whether we go to the gas station, the grocery store, we walk down the street, we see anybody here or there, we're always giving them gospel tracts because we don't separate who we are in ministry from who we are as people. That is our life. God is our life. And for those of you who say, I want to give towards something I can feel good about giving to, and for those of you who do give, your sons and daughters of Liberty, your faithful monthly givers, we sincerely say thank you. If you are not yet a son or daughter of Liberty and you'd like to become one, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Scroll down and you'll find it says become a son or daughter of Liberty. You can do that in one of four easy ways. We send you a nice certificate. You get email
updates.
That's
an awesome certificate.
It is beautiful, but the most important thing is, I think personally, it's hard to find things you can support that you can really feel good about.
But I think I feel pretty good having one of the certificates.
Oh, yes, of course. And what I'm saying with that is, you know, people just go to church and say, well, I don't really like the church, but I go there, so I tithe. Listen,
what does that have to do with the nice certificate?
I'm talking about something else. You're throwing me for a curveball here. I'm trying to get my point across, which is this. Don't just give somewhere because, well, I know it's where I go to church and I don't really agree with everything, but, you know, I just tithe. Put your finances where you feel like they're going to be used the most for the kingdom, because obviously you worked hard to maintain those things. Make sure it's going towards a good thing. Also, you have our many products at sonsoflibertyradio.com. I'll highlight one last time. Our product of the week this week is the My Word documentary series. Every household in America should have one of these. It's a 5-part DVD disc.
Thank you for saying that.
Yes, please highlight that.
September 16th, primetime TV. My War will be actually aired across the nation. 8:30 Pacific Standard. There's going to be 18 to 20 episodes. My War with yours truly will be aired across the nation. Again, we're going to give you more updates as they come.
September 16th,
Tuesday. Yes.
Mark it on your calendar. It's on
foresight.
Dove TV, correct?
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, Brett, well, there's a whole plethora of outlets, I think.
But
it's Dove
Pickham. They'll spread them to the outlets.
That's James Dobson's outlet, Perry Atkinson over there. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1 John 3:18. Love you by what we do. See ya!
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.